Your morning team show on WSGW. Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie. And a follow-up for our cannabis conversation.
The lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand.
That conversation we had yesterday morning.
And she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
Yeah, we're going to have a little cannabis conversation. Ringo Starr's famous No-No song we thought would fit the bill to introduce it. And you might remember yesterday I had some fun discovering that Colorado has decided to auction off personalized plates that would be cannabis themed. And they have 14 plates, but the story I had only had four.
Okay.
Remember we talked about the plate right. Choices were bong, hash, ganja, and is it 420? The unofficial pot holiday, which is coming up, by the way.
But we could count on you to find the other 10.
I did. I because I know our morning team listeners were just, they could not sleep. And I did the hard work and not that I have any time to do these kinds of things, but I just thought that if I'm going to talk about it, I need to give you the full story. So
but
I did
miraculously, he did.
So one is Cheech and another is Chong?
No, yes. I think Art said that yesterday, and I love those suggestions. It should be. It should be. Here are the other 10, in case you have an inclination that perhaps, I wonder if we could get them ourselves.
I don't know. Would you sell them to out-of-staters?
You know, I don't know. I'm just thinking the same thing.
Or are they legal license plates or just...
Well, maybe use it for a decorative kind of thing, you know.
That's why I wondered if they're, you know, if they're just tribute plates or if they're...
No, these are legal plates. These are legal plates.
Oh, how about grass?
Well, that's not here, but that's one I thought should be. No.
Oh, my goodness.
No. The word stash. Okay, stash. That's one of them. Okay. Okay, I get that. Hey. Herb. Okay, I get it. Green. Okay, but
it could be anything.
Wouldn't you have to explain that?
Yeah.
It could be anything.
My favorite. Exactly. Color. Yeah. No. Right.
Happy. Okay, yeah, okay. I get that. I didn't understand this one. Honey? What's that got to do?
Yeah.
Well,
honey pot.
Again, not
maybe.
Having time, but doing further research, because I certainly have no clue myself. I've got no clue, but apparently there is cannabis-infused honey, which is an excellent ingredient for enjoying in your tea, your oatmeal, or even your cornflakes.
Of course.
Of course, absolutely.
Who needs the banana and the strawberry? Just top it off with some some cannabis honey. So, yeah, that's what honey's
based.
All
right.
Hemp. Okay, I get that one.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Here's another one, which I had no clue. Indica, I-N-D-I-C-A.
Okay.
Turns out it's in the cannabis family. It's a type of plant in the cannabis.
Oh, okay.
As is sativa.
Right.
Again, another one in the cannabis family.
All right.
Got wax. Got wax?
Did you learn what that's about?
Yeah. I'm figuring if I'm going to tell you, what is got wax? apparently, it's growing in popularity as marijuana aficionados are discovering the benefits of creating a waxed base marijuana where it's consumed by vaporizing a small dab of concentrated marijuana with a special bong called a dab rig and then inhaling the smoke.
Huh.
Too much information.
Very too much information. And finally, the last plate that's available... Had to look this one up, too, because I had no clue. Tegreedy.
Too greedy?
T-E-G-R-I-D-Y.
Tegreedy.
Tegreedy.
All right.
That means?
Well, Tegreedy is the name of the farm that Randy Marsh grows weed on.
Hey, all right.
Who's Randy Marsh?
Okay.
Randy Marsh, it turns out, is a former geologist and the most recurring adult character in South Park.
Oh, that's right.
He's currently a weed farmer against his family's wishes.
Right. Right.
I think somebody said it yesterday. Shouldn't there be a plate that says Colorado High?
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain High.
Rocky Mountain High. Right.
But I'm thinking, aren't they missing some of the obvious? Well, Dave, you mentioned one, grass.
Mm-hmm.
How about weed?
Pot.
Pot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Reefer.
Yeah,
joint,
we get you.
Blunt,
yeah, we get
roach,
all those. Yeah,
doobie,
right,
toast,
right, yes.
Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Where are these guys?
Yeah, right.
They're too old.
We're too simple in Michigan.
I'm going to demonstrate now that I do not need that to get a high. The last 3 days, I have gone on a Smokey and the Bandit marathon. 1, 2, and 3
I'm sorry that you subjected yourself to 3. Did you get high while watching 3? That may have helped.
3 is terrible. It's the worst of them. One and 2 are good.
One is the best. 2 is acceptable.
2 is all right, and 3 is a disaster.
2 has Mean Joe Green in it. I know that.
Yep, that's right. So and a whole bunch of other people. Cameos.
Maybe this explains the what's happening in Colorado, why it was ranked in the latest YouGov poll as the second best state in the country. They did a poll. They put it up state against state. Yep, and so they have.
Did they reason
Colorado.
Why?
Here's all they do is they say it's just that they asked all these respondents. You have one state, and here's another. Choose which one is better.
Yeah.
And that's how they went with it. Number one, Hawaii.
Oh well.
Yeah. Not, number two, Colorado. Again,
well,
not surprised.
I would say this. Take cannabis out of the picture. Colorado is a wonderful state.
It is a wonderful state.
It's a beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. state. Great attractions. People are friendly. I like Colorado.
Oh, Colorado is great, yes. And Mork and Mindy, we're from there, too. Number
well,
three.
There you go.
Number three, Virginia. Number four, Nevada. Well, I guess with Vegas and everything. And number five, North Carolina.
All right. So Michigan.
Michigan is... Number 20, so in the upper
middle of the pack.
Yes,
yeah. Upper half.
Upper half of the pack. In fact, I was going through quickly, and when it comes to Big Ten schools and states, or Big Ten states, Pennsylvania is number 17, so they're the only one that tops Michigan. Everybody else is lower. Ohio is down to 33 because Ohio sucks. And let's see, Illinois is 39. Iowa is 46. And what's there in Iowa? I mean, corn.
Where's Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, I think, is in the – why am I missing Wisconsin? I think it's in the 40s somewhere.
Okay.
And I'm
but again, below.
Oh, number 38. Number 38 was Wisconsin. So
begin below.
Indiana, 45. Again, I've been to Indiana. Makes Ohio look luxurious. So.
Well.
Michigan, we are number 20, and I agree with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you streaming in Indiana, his name is Pat Johnston.
Hey, the only good thing that came out of Indiana, in my opinion, John Cougar Mellencamp. That's about it.
That's not bad.